A Cape Breton University professor is speaking out against employers that monitor their workers' screen time. Companies like TD Bank and Bell are able to track time away from a computer and what workers are searching on the internet. Dr. Stephanie Roll is an associate professor in organizational behavior at CBU. She looks back at the late 1800s, early 1900s, when American researcher Frederick Winslow Taylor earned his nickname as Father of Scientific Management.
He measured with a stopwatch everybody's tasks in a particular factory. They were doing manufacturing activities. And so what he tried to do was speed up the process to benefit the organization. And this was considered a scientific approach to measuring productivity. And essentially what we call now efficiency, we've seen propagate throughout various organizations and industries. So today we have the software, these various technologies that are being implanted into these organizations, and essentially it's just a fancy stopwatch. These organizations, depending on what they're trying to produce or what services they're trying to get to their clientele, some of them are after efficiency measures. And so, the click rates and the activities that they're doing on their computers have become these fancy stopwatches. The problem with this approach is that not all organizations are built to be efficient. Some organizations need to focus on creativity and innovation with their services and products that they're trying to bring to market. And so by going to efficiency measures, they're actually negatively impacting their creativity and innovation.
Companies are facing criticism for dismissing employees who've been distracted while working, and Roll says observing online activity can be counterproductive.
And motivating employees by fear is never an effective way to get the best out of your employees. So you're actually negatively impacting your sustainable competitive advantage by instilling fear in your employees to meet these productivity measures that they're setting up for them.
Rule says employees should be encouraged in healthier ways.
Some organizations need to focus on creativity and innovation with their services and products that they're trying to bring to market. And so by going to efficiency measures, they're actually negatively impacting their creativity and innovation.
Companies can use the technology to track what the employees search on the internet and any activity unrelated to their job description, but Rule says privacy concerns remain.
What happens if your child walks into the office space that you're working in? Are they captured on video? If the employees are in a workplace in an office that is provided by the organization, the privacy rules that govern the behavior within that building are given through provided through the contract. And so privacy it's difficult to navigate. It really depends on the area that you find yourself in, the type of employment contract that you have with your organization, and if you're unionized. So collective agreements can also step into the privacy issues depending on how they've approached their collective agreements.
Canadian General Trade Union Unifor says this type of observation is creating unnecessary stress and it does not accurately define a worker's productivity or abilities.